Welcome. The Catholic Diocese of Cleveland presents the TV Mass. Today is Sunday, May 12th, the Feast of the Ascension. Your celebrant for today's liturgy is the Most Reverend Michael Woost, Auxiliary Bishop for the Catholic Diocese of Cleveland.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries by calling to mind our sins. Lord Jesus, you came to gather the nations into the peace of God's kingdom. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, you come among us now in word and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you will come again in glory with salvation for your people. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you. We glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King,
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who believe that your only begotten Son, our Redeemer, ascended this day to the heavens, may in spirit dwell already in heavenly realms, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
The first reading is from the Book of Acts, found on page 130 of your Sunday TV Mass Missal. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons that the Father has established by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. All peoples, clap your hands, cry to God with shouts of joy, for the Lord the Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. God goes up with shouts of joy, the Lord goes up with trumpet blast. Sing praise for God, sing praise to our King, sing praise. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. God is King of all the earth, sing praise with all your skill. God reigns over the nations, God sits upon his holy throne. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, I, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, one body and one Spirit, as you were also called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. And he gave some as apostles, others as prophets, others as evangelists, others as pastors and teachers, to equip the holy ones for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the extent of the full stature of Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today, we celebrate the solemnity of the Ascension of the Lord. On this day, the Church throughout the world commemorates Jesus' return to the right hand of God the Father. Where the risen and glorified Christ has gone, we one day hope to go, to join him in the glory of eternal life in heaven. In the meantime, Jesus has entrusted his mission to us. In the first reading, he told us that we are to be his witnesses. In the second reading, we heard that we share in his Spirit, who has equipped us to build up the body of Christ, his church. In the reading from St. Mark, Jesus commanded his first disciples then, and us now, to proclaim the gospel to every creature. Jesus has asked us to share in his mission of bringing God's mercy, love, and saving grace to all people. We each have a part to play as members of Christ's body. We do not fulfill our part alone, because Jesus also promised to work with us and through us. For some who are participating in this Mass, you may think that your days of being a part of the mission of the Church have passed. You may be elderly or homebound. Perhaps you are no longer able to be as involved in your parish community as you once were. Yet consider how Jesus, the risen Lord, continues his mission today. The Scriptures tell us that he acts as our intercessor at the right hand of the Father in heaven. You can join Christ in his intercessory ministry. The risen Lord can work through your daily faith-filled living and intercessory prayers. Pray that the Church and her members continue to be faithful witnesses to the gospel. Pray that those who are being called to baptism and membership in Christ's body will respond. Pray for bishops, priests, and deacons that they may grow in holiness by selflessly fulfilling their ministry. Pray for our lay ecclesial ministers and all those involved in pastoral service in our parishes that the Spirit of God will bless their ministry. Pray for married couples and families, single persons, the divorced and widowed, that they may be attentive to God's desires in their lives. Pray for our seminarians and those called to religious life, that they may persevere. Pray for those struggling with their faith and daily living, that they may find strength and guidance in Christ. Pray for our world and nation. Pray for the right to life and religious freedom. Pray for peace. Join Jesus in his intercessory ministry. Unite your prayers to his. Today's solemnity is not just about Jesus' return to heaven. It is also about the mission that he has given to us. We all have a part to play. Through, with, and in Christ, we are the living signs that he is risen. We are still his witnesses today. And today we join together in praying the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Gathered in the presence of a good and loving God, we offer to the Father the prayers and petitions of our hearts.
For the Church, that we may proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ around the world, imparting the faith, hope, and love we have found in the Lord to neighbor and stranger alike. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For mothers, grandmothers, and all those who have played or are playing the role of mother to a child, in thanksgiving for the nurturing love they have poured out for us, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all our TV Mass intentions and all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts. For all our intentions, spoken and unspoken, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Ever-present and faithful God, hear the prayers of your people. Hear and answer us according to your will, through the power of your Spirit and in the name of your Son, Jesus, for he is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy Church.
We offer sacrifice now in supplication, O Lord, to honor the wondrous ascension of your Son. Grant, we pray, that through this most holy exchange, we too may rise up to the heavenly realms through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For the Lord Jesus, the King of glory, conqueror of sin and death, ascended today to the highest heavens as the angels gazed in wonder. Mediator between God and man, judge of the world and Lord of hosts, he ascended not to distance himself from our lowly state, but that we, his members, might be confident of following where he, our head and founder, has gone before. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Blessed is he who comes.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Edward, our Bishop, with me, your unworthy servant, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer to each other a sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Miserere nobis. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Miserere nobis. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Dona nobis pacem.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Be joyful, Mary, heavenly queen,
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, who allow those on earth to celebrate divine mysteries, grant, we pray, that Christian hope may draw us onward to where our nature is united with you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
On behalf of the Diocese of Cleveland, we thank you for watching, and may God bless you and your families.